It's 7C, should be 7C. No, another one, 7C. It's okay, I can just read without slides. So in March 2016, we conducted a workshop with the title Critical Element of the Green Bridge Initiative, Advanced Fossil Fuel Technologies. It's easy and at the same time difficult to give you this information because the chairman and other participants attended this workshop, so I cannot lie. Anyhow, the workshop was organized by UNSCE with cooperation of Kazakh government, Kazakh Energy, UNDP office in Kazakhstan, and also General Electric. So all other organizers, they were responsible mainly for financial contribution, while UNSCE was responsible for substantive work. And I would like to thank, first of all, representative of the government of Kazakhstan, who is here right now, for support of the workshop and for financial contribution from the government. The workshop was attended by 60 participants from Kazakh government, industry, research centers, academia, and NGOs. Representatives from Japan, Russia, Tajikistan, United Kingdom, and United States participated together with representatives from international agencies. So as the outcomes of the workshop, I would like to mention, first of all, that participants noted that there are a number of modern clean coal technologies which could be implemented in Kazakhstan and also in other Central Asian countries, utilizing regional coal resources which would enhance the transition to a low carbon energy economy. And, oh, it's there, okay. So increased efficiency, flexible operation to support renewables and carbon capture and storage are key technologies that could deliver such a transition. The workshop identified that carbon capture and storage should receive policy priority alongside other low emission technologies. Also, participants felt that there is a need for strong policies to promote clean coal power generation, especially in the countries like Kazakhstan, where coal is a base for national economy. I would like to mention that 80% of electricity generated in Kazakhstan is generated from coal. Participants share their view that considered technologies have good merits and could be a feasible option for sustainable coal utilization. The development and deployment of such technologies could be enhanced through strategic partnership with all stakeholders, including governments, international development partners, funding agencies like banks and private sector. In that context, participants appreciated the initiative of UNSCE in developing cooperation and synergies to promote clean coal technical assistance project in Central Asia. As I said, for Kazakhstan, coal plays very, very critical role. So the one of the outcomes of the workshop is the following. National policy documents from Kazakhstan show that coal will continue to be a major energy source in Kazakhstan over the medium and potentially long term. At the same time, country underlined the importance to move towards a more sustainable energy system. clean coal technologies can make a significant contribution towards increasing sustainability. And at the end, participants of the workshop supported a proposal to hold a ministerial conference under the auspice of UNECE and under the framework of Expo 2017, and the theme of this expo is future energy. It will start in June 10th, the expo opening ceremony. So we plan together with the government of Kazakhstan and KazEnergy to organize a ministerial conference on energy just after the opening of the expo next day, so it's June 11th. And then 3 days, our annual forum, Energy for Sustainable Development. So you are very welcome to not just to attend this, I believe, important events in Kazakhstan under the Expo 2017, but also to bring your contribution for the agenda. We just started to work together with our partners from Kazakhstan to develop the agenda. So you are very welcome, and I strongly believe that fossil fuels issues, especially coal, in countries like Kazakhstan should be present. So please bring your ideas for agenda of this event in June. Thank you.